how to book a meeting with virtually any realtor. In this short podcast, I'm going to share with you the number one best way to handle last minute cancellations that ensure you actually get a second meeting. I'm going to talk to you about how to one tweak you can make to setting up meetings that took one of our agents from 40% show up rate to 80%. And then I'm going to give you two useful tactics for building rapport and breaking the ice. I'm Scott Peckford. This is the I Love Mortgage Brokering 10-Minute Tactical Podcast, where every week I teach you one tactic, or in this case, four tactics to help you in your mortgage business. Today, it's all about setting meetings with real estate agents. And at the end, I'm going to share with you where you can go to find more tactics if you're interested in that. Before we jump into this episode, I want to give a shout out to our sponsor, Finmo. Finmo is a Canadian mortgage application, document collection, submission platform designed specifically for Canadian borrowers. It's very easy to use. They got cool things like smart docs. It knows what documents a client needs based on their application. It's got smart submission notes, pulls key data from the app before you hit submit to the lender. And it's connected to Lender Spotlight, which is the hands down the best tool for searching rates and guidelines. Check them out at lendesk.com/Finmo. And let's jump into this episode. Brokers tell me all the time, you know, one of the biggest challenges they have is like, Scott, if I can get in front of them, I can actually get business. And I'm like, I hear you, man. That is a common pain point that I hear from mortgage brokers when they're talking about real estate agents. But here's some of the things that typically come up. You know, you can't get them on the phone to get the meeting. You do get a meeting, but then they ghost you or cancel last minute. Or, you know, they listen to you for 30 seconds on the phone and then they're already tuned out and they don't want anything to do with you. If that's you, don't worry. I'm going to give you some tactics in this episode that will absolutely help you in your business. Before I do that, I want to tell you about a quick story about a broker that I interviewed named Asim Ali. And I'll put a link to the podcast with Asim in the show notes of this episode. But Asim, before he became a mortgage broker, spent 5 years as a debt collector. And if you think calling people to, you know, real estate agents to set up a meeting is challenging, imagine calling people to collect debts that they don't want to pay. That is hella hard. And so one of the things that I realized talking to Asim about how he actually did this is he was extremely tactical about how he, way he left messages. He was tactical about how he talked on the phone, about the way that he built rapport. It was all, and when he came into the mortgage business, his mortgage business just took off. I mean, that was one of the reasons. The guy's obviously very smart, but one of the reasons he took off is because he was really good on the phone. Like, I can't imagine. You think it's difficult to book a meeting? Imagine if somebody owes your company $10,000 or $20,000 and they don't want to talk to you. How do you get them on the phone when they're just going to lie and say, it's not me? So go back and have a listen to that episode. But so a couple of tactics that we have found to be extremely useful. So for building rapport, the first is what we call triangle for trust. And so imagine I am trying to reach out to Bob. Bob's a big realtor in my market. I don't know why all my realtors are named Bob. Somebody was harassing me about this, but that's what they are for me. They're all Bob. And so I'm reaching out to Bob and I'm trying to get a meeting with him, but I don't really know a whole lot about him. Now, let's try it another way. Imagine if instead of me just reaching out to Bob, I look at Bob's profile and I realize that he is friends with one of my really good friends, Sally. And so then I reach out to Sally and I say, hey, Sally, tell me about Bob, right? And tell me about what's great about Bob, and you know Bob. Oh my gosh, I worked with Bob in the past. You know, the last time I bought a place, I had a problem with, there was a problem with the furnace and he negotiated to get it included. Bob is an awesome dude. So, okay, I got this inside information. Now when I phone Bob, I go, hey, Bob, it's Scott calling. I'm friends with Sally. You know, she was telling me that the last time you helped her out, that there was a huge problem with the furnace, but you came through for her and managed to be able to make it, you know, a deal that she was totally happy with. And dude, that's awesome. And so he's immediately, I basically triangle for trust. I've taken the trust that Sally has with Bob and I've hijacked it for that phone conversation. And it means that he is going to at least listen to what I have to say. Because if he doesn't, you know, otherwise it's like, hey, Bob, it's Scott. I'm a mortgage broker from ABC Mortgage Company. Why don't you meet with me? And he's like, I don't know who you are. Why would I talk to you? But him being rude to me is him being also rude to his client, Sally. So it's really one of the most effective ways to get meetings is to actually get inside information from people that work with them. Because you can use that in your opening and you'll build a ton of trust and rapport. The second way to do it, so let's say you can't actually because it's a realtor that you have no connections with. And this one actually came from Amir Saeed. You can go back and listen to that episode. He talks about how he DMs luxury agents. And so the way that I sort of frame this in my own mind, but what he's been doing, which I think is absolutely brilliant, is he will look at their social profile. So it's a luxury agent. And he will be commenting strategically, specifically, and on that person's content before he's even going to reach out. So he's going to actually, so that the person is aware of it. He's like, because how much content do you put out if you do social media and how many people interact with it? It's not a ton, right? Like, so if somebody interacts, like, oh, that's kind of cool. So if you're thoughtful in the interaction that you do, they're going to be aware of you. And then when you reach out, you initially, you don't say, hey, I'm a mortgage broker from ABC Company. Can we meet? instead, like Asim says, or like, I mean, Amir says, is he reaches out and says, hey man, I really love that house. Would you be okay if I shared that listing on my profile? I got a bunch of followers and I think they'd find it great. That's adding value instantly. So now when I do circle back to set up a meeting with that realtor, that luxury realtor, I have a much higher chance. So you're either going to have to triangle for trust. So you're either going to have to, you know, use someone else's insight or intel in order to get that meeting. Or the other way to do it is you need to actually be strategic and become on their radar by first commenting, you know, on their posts, and then leading with value. Could be something as simple as sharing one of their listings. And you're going to find that getting that phone call to build us up the meeting is going to be significantly better. Now, that's just kind of setting up the meetings, building trust. But there's two other tactics I want to talk about before I run out of time, because these are short episodes, is how one of our agents, she was having a heck of a time getting realtors. So she was setting up virtual meetings. And as you can imagine, virtual meetings are really easy to not show up to, because it's like, oh, I got anything else came up on my phone and I don't want to do this. And so what she did, and I thought this was absolutely brilliant, was after she had booked the meeting, she would send them a text reminder of when it was happening. And she'd also send them a Starbucks card, like a virtual Starbucks card, $5 or $10, and say, hey, look, we can't meet in person, but I'm looking forward to connecting with you. Grab a coffee and I'll be chatting with you on, you know, Tuesday at 10. So what happens is her show up rate went from 40% to 80, 90%. And it was because there's the principle of reciprocity. They felt like, oh my gosh, this person, I don't even know. They led with value that I wasn't expecting, unexpected value. And the show up rate went through the roof. And so it doesn't work every time. So I'm not going to say this works every single time, but this is all about improving probabilities. I didn't say this was a guarantee to get you a meeting, but it's all about, if you use better tactics, you're going to get better results. And if you think about it, getting up at bat 10 times, if you can go from a 20% batting to 60, it's going to make a huge difference in your business, right? And so it's all about increasing the probability of setting up that meeting. So that's the one thing. Use a Starbucks card or some other value add for them. And then finally, if somebody cancels on you, so what you do the day of, so let's say you got a meeting at 10 a.m. and in the morning, you're going to text them, hey, Bob. Again, every realtor's name Bob to me. Hey, Bob, looking forward to chatting with you today at 10. Got some cool things to show you to help you in your business. Bob, if Bob decides to cancel on you, he's going to cancel right then. He's going to reply and say, oh man, sorry, something came up. I can't actually do the meeting right now. Don't even stress about it. You know what you do? You immediately pick up the phone and you phone Bob and you rebook it right then. Because if Bob is texting you, the chances of him picking up the phone are much higher. So you don't want to, don't just let that go. Okay, no problem texting him back. Don't worry about it. We'll set something up later when you're not as busy. No, 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 no. You need to be on this. And so when they text you and say, if they text you and say, I can't meet you today, as soon as they text you, you pick up the phone and call them, because it's like, hey, let's, and then, hey, no problem. And always positive. You're not going to be like, oh, you do not show up any negative energy. They're not going to want to spend time with you. It's really important that you're always positive and you're upbeat. You're like, hey, don't even worry about it, man. Okay, so I'm looking at my calendar. How about this time or that time? And then you literally rebook it instantly on the phone, and you'll find that you'll be able to get that meeting will happen the second time. And one of my friends, Zach, who's a great mortgage broker, always tells me that when somebody cancels on him, in his mind, instead of him feeling down and that he feels like the realtor owes him one and has to show up the next time, and because he believes it, it's insane. This may sound crazy to you, but because he actually believes it, he gets way more of them on the second meeting than the first because of that mindset and that belief. Because that mindset and that belief changes the energy that we show up with. It changes the tonality of our, you know, any of the messaging that we're sending. We're not coming off weak and on our back foot. And so two things there. One, you know, if you're setting up a meeting, and especially if it's going to be like a virtual meeting, send something in advance to warm them up. Two, text them the morning of. If they reply and say they can't make it for whatever reason, you phone them instantly and you rebook it. If you can't get them on the phone, then you rebook it as soon as you, right at that time, so that you then get them back in the calendar. And your mindset is not, oh, poor me, you know, nobody wants to talk to me, I suck. Your mindset is, hey, they owe me, so they're going to show up the next time. And if you do that, you're going to get way, way, way more meetings set up. So hopefully you find that useful. Quick recap of what I talked about before I run into 10 minutes. So rapport tactics, triangle for trust. If you can get inside information on that real estate agent, and especially name drop, even if you, like, I've seen people get this from a Facebook group. They'd be like, hey, who's a great realtor? They'd say, Bob the realtor. What's great about Bob? They say something about Bob. And then all of a sudden, now they're reaching out to the real estate agent and they're using inside information that real estate agent is going to pay attention to you because you know something that they're like, okay, I got to actually listen. The second way is to interact with their social account by first positive, thoughtful comments, then lead to value. So this is not going to be a one-time, one-shot deal, but that's okay. You're trying to build a relationship like getting married. This is like dating. You got to you got to kind of flirt a little bit in order to get the meeting. And so the first step is just positive. The next is value. And then you'd follow up with getting the meeting. And if you do that, you have a much, much higher success rate when it comes to setting up meetings. Hopefully you find this podcast useful. If you want to get more tactics, so I can't fit all these into a 10-minute episode, if you go follow me on Instagram, there's a link in the show notes. So you click again on the podcast, whatever you're playing, you click on find me. I share all the time little short tactics, scripts, and tips. Go follow that. And thanks again for listening. And remember, Sun Tzu said, strategy without tactics is the slowest route to victory. We want to help you be successful faster. And the way to do that is by improving the tactics. Hope you enjoyed the show. And I will see you on the next episode.